So the Gemara teaches us in a few places that suffering atones for sins. We find this about great people, and we find it about small people. In general, it's not limited to this type of suffering or that type of suffering. We don't understand the ways of Hashem or how Hashem weighs it, but we find that suffering atones for sin. And not only that, but the Gemara even says that when a person suffers, so it weighs for all of the Jewish people. It's not only for himself. When Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi was suffering, so it says a woman for all those years of his suffering, even though there was a sin that he did that he deserved to be punished for, no woman miscarried throughout Israel. That's pretty big. So he was able to so to speak, carry the weight of all the suffering of all the women who miscarry and the pain that he had. we find many different stories in the Gemara about people who underwent certain things. The Gemara tells us Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa had about the volume of a Coke bottle worth of carob for himself and his wife for all week. And a heavenly voice would come out and say, the whole world is being fed in his merit. And he's happy enough with one Coke bottle's volume of carob. That's his food for the week. Kav. So
even delicious to eat when it's cooked?
I don't know. So we find that this has weight. And it's important to remember this because sometimes this helps us gain perspective when things are difficult. So then the being able to contend with the difficulty, we see a value in it. Like Rav Elisha Vishlitsky once said to someone spoke to him, they had been married for a while and they didn't have children. So one of the things he told them is that you have to look at it not as tagar, which means, so to speak, anger from heaven, God's fighting with you, but as etgar, as a challenge, something for you to live up to. And we have to know that every time we contend with difficulty, we grow. Now this can be, we can infer this from the regular world. When you have a friendship, when it endures the difficulty, so it's a stronger friendship. In marriage, every time there are challenging times, so when you endure, so you end up with a stronger marriage. But by the same token, with our work in this world, so every difficulty that we endure, there's a saying that says, "Mashelo horeg," what doesn't kill you, "Mechashel," makes you stronger. So obviously things also leave scars, and that doesn't mean that things aren't difficult. But at the same time, we have to know that every situation can be viewed as a step. I'm going to grow from this. David HaMelech says in Tehillim, "Af chochmati amedali." Now, af chochmati, the word af can be understood as even. The David HaMelech saying, in spite of everything, Shlomo HaMelech said, af chochmati amedali. I'm sorry, Shlomo HaMelech says in Kohels. But Chazal say that we should understand it from the word af, which also refers to the nose, which is a reference to when a person, so to speak, is sweating, when a person is having it difficult. So Chazal say, chochmah shilamati be'af, the wisdom that I learned when I was sweating, when things were tough, that's what stood by my side. Someone once came to me after I sat for about 3 months on a certain sugya, something in the laws of Shabbos. So I summarized it and I said, you know, I got it so clear, I could tell you in a half hour a summary of all these laws that I've worked on for 3 months. So he says, okay, tell me. He was just starting to learn what I'd been working on for 3 months. So I sat him down and I explained it all to him, summarized it all. So I said to him, you got it? So he said, yeah, I got it, but I'm going to lose it very fast.